With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, sickos. This is Robert.
Good morning, Robert. Hope you're doing good this morning, bud. All right, sponsors for today's show, Texan Roofing and the Belleville Meat Market. All right, weather, that's the big deal. You know, everybody's worried about this tropical system, but looks like Louisiana's knuckling down now. They're battening down the hatches over there. Looks like probably central to eastern Louisiana will get the storm. And that's not good for their Father's Day weekend. Here we go again. What did Louisiana do to deserve all these storms? This is where we left off last year. All right. Looking at weather. Today, it looks like right now down on the island in Galveston, it's 82 degrees. Mostly sunny. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High of 89. Winds will be east-northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour today. That's the forecast. And then tonight, mainly clear skies, low of 81. Northeast winds 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 89. Northeast winds, they'll be shifting around to the south-southeast at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. And we're on a four-tide schedule today, or actually a three-tide. We had a low occur just now at the Galveston Channel, 3:59 a.m. It's an 0.4. Then we have a high at 11:48 a.m. It's a 1.2. And then a low tonight at 6:42 p.m. an 0.5. 6:20 a.m. sunrise, 8:21 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase is 45% coming up on our next full moon. And currently Lake Livingston lake level is 131.31. It's dropped down quite a bit since yesterday, and they did lower the release from 41,000 down to 36,653 cubic feet per second. So hopefully we can get Livingston drained and get these rivers low and start salting up everywhere, spread everybody out. Currently, right now, the buoy 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. It's showing east-northeast winds at 13, gusting to 18. It's 85 out at the buoy in the 86-degree water temperature. Eagle Point, we have an east wind at 10 to 11, and it's 84 degrees there with 86-degree water. Morgan's Point is 76 degrees, 85-degree water with north-northeast winds at 6 to 7 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 29.92 inches and falling. All right. There you have it. There's your weather and tides. Oh, and real quick, if you didn't see or you've been asleep or whatever, Governor Abbott signed that Second Amendment constitutional carry bill into effect yesterday. So Texans will be able to legally carry without a license September 1st. But you've got to be a law-abiding citizen. If you have a felony or any other charges related to not being able to have a handgun, it applies only for law-abiding citizens in the state of Texas. So there's your, that'll save you money each time you renew your concealed carry. You won't have any further need for a concealed carry license, CCL. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Let's head over to the Tri-Bay area and check in with a hammer this morning and see what he's up to. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Captain Mickey. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Everything's
fine.
Hey,
buddy.
It's all good in the hood, buddy.
10 to 12 miles an hour coming out of one direction or the other, but I'm sure it's east. East was all, I don't know. I walked out there a little bit ago. It's not real bad, but
no.
It's supposed to pick up. I got a, had a trip day before, yesterday morning, and on the way home, another guide buddy called me, and he needed some help. He needed four boats today, so I'm going to go help him out in a different part of town, but we'll see how it goes. Shoot, man, I had a pretty busy week, had a few trips, and the fishing ain't that good. Not for me, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't find the real clean water. I've been looking for it, but our little shallow bays stay so stirred up, man. It's coming. That water's going to clean up. And our little old shrimp that we have over here are real tiny, tiny. They're either one extreme to the next, Captain Mickey. You either get them big old giant, those jumbos, or either whiskers and eyeballs. It's either or. You can't find those big ones too many places, but there are a couple of bait camps that have them. But anyway, Sunday morning after I got off the radio with you, I had Sarah and Rodney. And it was a donation trip for the police and EMS down here in Surfside Beach that I had donated. And I requested that they had an early arrival, and boy, they met me. They were right there about a quarter till six, and we got on the water. That wind was north-northwest, and man, that's just a totally backwards wind for what we do over here. And for the way I fish the little oyster reefs and stuff and the islands, man, north-northwest puts you on the backside of everything, and it just can't get a good feel for it. But hey, man, they powered it out, and they didn't complain one bit about any kind of wind or anything. They had a 24-inch red, and they had two trout up to 19 inches with about seven or eight croakers. So had them a nice little box of fish to take home. We actually found the birds working out there in the bay, and dinks, just little small stuff underneath them. If it wasn't gap top underneath them, it was little baby trout. But it looks like our bait system is, or the quantity of bait is unbelievable. I mean, in the canals, the channels, everywhere in the bay that I look, is something taken off in the water, some kind of bait, Captain Mickey. I mean, the bay is just stuffed full of bait, which can't all be a bad thing, but I don't think the fish are too picky right now. I think they're getting whatever they want when they want it. But anyway, that was a pretty good trip. And man, Tuesday morning, my phone started ringing Monday night when that wind started laying down. All of those surf people, they started calling me, buddies and friends, and man, people I ain't talked to in ages. What's that surf look like, man? Is it laid back? I know it's gonna be calm. And it laid back, and it was glass to the beach, buddy. I had one friend come down and go out there, and I actually was going to get up and go with him, and that didn't work out. But he only caught one trout. He said he was in real clean water, was calm as could be, and he had a couple of blow-ups on top water, and then he caught one about 16 inches long. And shoot, man, that's about the only report that I've heard.
I got several photos yesterday from the beachfront over here on my end, you know, the Bolivar side east of Galveston. Quite a few fish caught in the surf. But
Tuesday afternoon, that after it was calm as could be all morning, we had that little funnel. I don't know what it was, man. It was an outline
That was all those storms that come through, you know, came from the east out of Louisiana through Beaumont, you know, the Golden Triangle through us. They had some, that was some violent little storms. They had some wind in them, man. I lost power for a couple hours out of one of those.
Yeah, I guarantee you we were hitting 40 plus over here. And
it was a black
line coming at us. Melinda looked up. She goes, uh-oh, bat and hatch is down. I looked up. I took a picture of it, man. It was eerily.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Just awesome. Dark blue, man. And when it hit, that wind, that temperature dropped about 10 degrees, and it rearranged everything underneath the beach cabin, to say the least. If I didn't have it put up, the wind put it up, or put it in somebody else's yard. But, man, that was something else. So it took a while. I said, oh, no. I've got a trip the next day. I had my brother and my nephew, Eddie and Eric, were going to come down. Well, did come down Wednesday morning, and I didn't really know how it was going to be. I kind of called them late, about 9 o'clock Tuesday night, and I said, y'all may want to stay home. Nah, we just want to be with the family, man. We want to get out and be together. Okay, because I know that bay's going to be upside down the way that wind blew. But, you know, we went out and it wasn't so bad using live shrimp underneath the popping cork. Same old broken record for me over here. We hit them pretty good. They got them a couple of real nice reds, man. Eric, my nephew, had a 27.25. I mean, I call them tournament fish because this son of a gun had some shoulders on him. I mean, and here I am in a big old tournament next weekend. And I just hope we can get a fish like that because, anyway, he was taking them home for his little, he's got twins and a couple of children, and they're going to have a fish fry. So, and my other, and then Eddie, my brother, he had about a 21 inch red, and then they had a bunch of croakers to go with it. But, anyway, that was about it on that. We just had a family outing and had a great time visiting with my brother and nephew. And anyway, 21 inch red and a 27 inch red and lots of small fish. We had action everywhere we went. I mean, it was something, a little small fish or something. And I couldn't believe it after that punt, man. I mean, those fish were still wanting to bite.
Yeah.
So, anyway, on yesterday I had Andrew, his wife, Julia, and then their three children from 13, one was fixing to be 12 and one was fixing to be 10. So three youngsters. And, you know, Captain Mickey, the parents said they didn't listen to us. So we wanted to bring them with a guide and see if the guide could have a different impression on them. And, hey man, they put them with the hammer, and I taught them how to cast those spinning reels. They all had smiles on their faces at the end of the day. And it was a pleasure, man. You know, and I kept saying, well, I wish we had a box full of fish, man. We didn't have squat. I'm telling you, they caught, I finally went back into the bay and I got up on a couple of towheads and I just anchored down and I said, all right. And you know, from the first cast on, man, they were catching little 18 inch reds, and you would have swore that every one of them was going in the box. So they didn't, those little children didn't care if they put any fish in the box.
There's more to it than piling fish up in a box. I mean, 18 inch reds, 18 and 19 inch reds are fun for people to catch. I mean, just
fun.
Catch them every cast, throw them back in the water. They'll be keepers in another couple of months, you know.
You bet, buddy. And boy, just to teach them, they all learned some. And the parents said, we could care less about any fish in that box. What you did with our children today, Captain, is unbelievable. They wouldn't listen to me for nothing, but boy, you had their attention.
Well,
so anyway, that's
they need to
that's
get
always
that hickory
gratifying.
Stick out. They'll listen.
Anyway, right, so that's it, boss.
Okay, Glenn. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you, give them some info, buddy.
Yes, sir. They can reach me at 713-208-0683, man. Y'all have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you later on down the road.
You too, Glenn. Take care, buddy. Yep. See you. Thank you. All right, that's the hammer down in the Tri-Bay area. Well, you know, Texan Roofing, they're the people I trust, and Texan Roofing covers Houston and surrounding areas. Texan Roofing has free estimates on any roof leak repair or replacement. They do residential and commercial. And Texan Roofing has the Better Business Bureau A-plus rating with no complaints ever, and they're certified as a GAF Master Elite Shingle Applicator, so they can offer their customers the best material warranties available, and most importantly, a 25-year leak-free warranty. Along with their honest roof inspections, they treat their customers like family with A-plus installers and A-plus management. These are reasons to call Texan Roofing at 281-391-9600. That's 281-391-9600 or texanroofing.com. That's Texan Roofing. Experience you can trust. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 416 here in the Bayou City. Let's head up Fayette County Way now. Let's check in with Mr. Bob Green. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. I had a little fiddle music this morning. I wake
you
up.
Yes, sir. You got it, man. Little Charlie Daniels.
How are you? Okay.
Can't go wrong with that one.
Oh, no. That was good. Oh, I tell you, summertime here, isn't it?
Whew. It is summertime.
I was telling him. Seemed to poke my head out the door, my glasses fog up. I have my glasses on. Of course, I don't want any of that freezing white stuff again for a long time.
No, we'll let that slide.
Yeah, pass on that. Well, you know, it was nice to see one time, and kids, grandkids all got to see it, so that's good. We'll see. I tell you what, though, it is, man. I don't know what it is, but I tell you what, by 10 o'clock, 10:30, I've had about all that sun I can handle on that boat. And, you know, we've had, 3 days. We only had a little breeze one day. I mean, it's been a while since I was putting up on 159 there toward the lake, and the smokestacks are straight up. I'm thinking, whoa, that's unusual. But sure enough, got out there and started checking water temperatures. I managed to fish 3 days this week, and both boats were moving around big time after about, I don't know, some of them started moving 10 minutes after they ran to their spots, you know, and then they'd run and gun somewhere else. I thought it looked like the Bassmasters Classic there one morning, just a zoom, zoom, zoom all over the place. But I was out in the center of the lake and having to move out away from these shallows pretty quick, start running, you know, deep holes. Humps, old pond dams, road beds, things like that to find some fish. And normally when you find a fish out there deep, it's a decent fish.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not full of eggs like you were during the spawn. It's definitely full of shad that they're chasing and eating, which is not near as much bait. No, there's still bait on the shallow ends, but they're just not chasing it like they had been.
Yeah.
So they've moved out with the other bait, but It was 97 degrees one spot, mid lake,
and the water temp was. Course,
oh yeah, yeah. It,
man,
it's been 94, 95.
Shrimp, you can turn shrimp pink in that anyway.
Oh, good God!
Warm water, yeah. Man.
And I went over toward the discharge because I wanted to run up in there where the orange, kind of where the orange buoys were.
Yeah.
It got to 108 there, and then it was 109. And you know. I've been in there before when it was around 110 or 111. You put your hands in there, it's not even comfortable. And if you fish in that area, which we did for a little bit with Carolina rig and drop shot and caught a few fish. But if you're sitting down in the boat, you're so close to that surface and all that, I mean, you'll just about pass out. You better be standing up where you get a little breeze above it. It's just too warm. I got one customer says, don't take me there. You take me anywhere but there. So I don't want to sit in there. So I don't take him there. But most everything we caught was on drop shot Carolina rig and using a red bug worm or the shady watermelon candy.
Red bug.
And the drop shot, I'm rigging it, you know, like you would a Texas rig worm on the hook instead of, you know, wacky sacking it or hooking it in the egg sack.
Right.
Drops faster anyway. I even tried to spoon on some the other day and got a couple of taps on it. But I don't know. It's there was one morning in there that those fish actually started schooling off the point. You know, and I don't mean like they used to do.
Right.
But we're chasing shad and would actually move out, oh, I don't know, 20, 30 yards off the banks. So you know they were out in, oh, in maybe 7, 8, 10 feet of water when they
It was that day I fished with you, throwing them crankbaits off that point early that morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I got you.
But they had moved, you know, a little further out even. And I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday that was that fish yesterday evening. He said that there were some fish chasing bait, actually, you know, popping the surface out in deeper water, about 18 feet. Now, I'm not going to say that they're going to school this year, but, you know, it's been an unusual year. The water temp has really shot up high. The water is really high right now. There's bait everywhere. I mean, I'd love to see us get about 3 weeks of schooling action. I could get on the phone and start calling people right now.
Well, you know my number. And,
I tell you. Yeah, buddy.
I don't care how hot it is. We'll quit early.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're getting early. Well, you know, when they used to do that, Mickey, you set your clock. Just get out there around 8:30 or 9
o'clock. Remember, that was the big deal. Everybody ran to Fayette County when that schooling started. It was good. It was happening.
And at one time, what I always say, you could have 30 boats out there and everybody would have their own school of fish.
Yeah.
And then as it started slowing down and going away, you'd have, you know, one school of fish and 30 boats throwing in the same hole.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of that in Galveston Bay right now.
Oh, God. That used to irk everybody so bad.
Fresh water stack up again. Everybody's piled up. God. Yeah. Hey, you think it's hot up there? It was 127 in Death Valley yesterday.
I heard something about that. And
that beat the old record back in 1917 or whatever, you know, that was 122. 127, that's pretty warm.
I don't even see how the air conditioner in the vehicle would keep up with it.
No.
Hey, summertime's here. We just got to deal with it. So I don't think for the next month, I don't think I've got maybe 3 trips hooked up right this minute. Just people just, you know, can't handle that stuff. At least I'm getting to where I can't. But trying to think what else I saw out there. The dock's not underwater now. The cabins are still not being used. They still got a problem with septic, but there's still RVs, a place where people can come up and do that.
Yeah.
Still shutting the gates at 8 o'clock, working on that to see what they can do about that. Because, I mean, once you're in there, you're in there. It's just, you know, you have to deal with anybody that doesn't like the fact that you're in there. And they got their rule and stuff like that, and they put it on your entry when you come in that, well, you got to, you know, gate closed at 8 o'clock. So,
right.
See how that works out. Water temperature, I guess, was the main thing. And the water's clear. I mean, there's only problem with the clarity of the water. I mean, it's always stained, but, you know, it's trying to think. I don't think I saw any water less than 93 degrees or 94. And I was all over the lake. You'd find 4 or 5 fish in one spot, and you may go to another spot and catch 2. You may go to another spot and catch 8 or 9 or 10. Just they weren't staying. I mean, you really haven't used your electronics to find these fish or the structure. But anyway. So is y'all's fishing picked up? Oh, I know what I was going to say. That there was a little front that came through. When was it? Was it Wednesday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon when this little front came through? It stirred up a couple of tornadoes and Giddings. Yeah. And knocked the roof off of a Texaco up there in Giddings and some people off personal property and, I mean, barns and stuff like that. And thank goodness it passed us up. A lot of wind. That was about all.
Yeah, it kind of split me, the rainfall, that is, but I got the winds. I had some really good wind gusts, and I know they had to be 40 to 50 easily. Boy, I had limbs everywhere.
Well, we had a good little old shower come through here. It just showed up out of nowhere. about 4:30 or 5, I guess, yesterday afternoon. I mean,
I saw that little shower on radar moving to the southwest. I saw it go through your area.
And, you know, after all that rain we had to fill the ponds and everything up,
it's dry now.
There's cracks out there in the yard again.
It's hard to believe when you put that kind of heat on the earth for, you know, a week or so, that wet ground is gone.
I've got all the yard mowed where the houses are, but the 3 acres of goats are on, I can't even see them. I see the top of the head when they stick it up over the grass, over my hay of grass. And, you know, these type goats don't eat anything but little weeds. They got 3 acres of the prettiest mahia grass you ever seen, and they eat the little seeds and stuff on the top of them. And then I have to mow this thing about three times a year.
That's why they call that Mexican croton or whatever it is. They call it goat weed because goats really love it because it seeds out on the top. They eat all the tops off of it.
And I know one thing, I got new blades on the tractor yesterday on the brush hog so I can get out there before it gets any taller. I keep thinking it'd get hot enough to kill it, but it don't look like it.
Not if we keep getting any showers.
Fishing's still okay, but it's just, I mean, it's typical summertime. You know, June usually
go
still
early and
good.
Get in early, man. Go early, get your fish, and come in before it gets too hot.
I have them there before 6, and we're headed for the boat ramp a little before 11, you know, so that we're gone.
Sure.
And, you know, so that's five, it's over 5 hours of fishing, so that's pretty good for our half day. I don't know how anybody stay out there, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock right now. They just some tough suckers is all I know.
Down here, some days we have to do it. Sometimes that bite isn't until like right in the middle of the day. You know, it depends on our tides. Tides correlate a lot of that for us.
Some days
we just have to suffer through it. Do a lot of boat riding to cool everybody down, drink some water, and go back and fish some more. That's kind of how we roll in the summer here. Unless we're waiting helps.
Wading will help keep you cool. I mean,
I like wading about chest deep. Stay cool.
Don't step in no holes now.
That's it. If you do, just crawl out and stand on firm ground.
We're
used to it.
I haven't waded since I was probably 15 or 16. And I didn't know what I was doing back then. It was just we didn't have a boat, so that's what we did. Off Texas City Dyke.
A lot of people still do it and catch a lot of fish that way in the surf and down around the dike and Tide Gate and Moses and all that. That's going on right now. All right, Bob. Well, I got to roll out of here, my friend. If somebody wants to come up to Fayette and hang out with you and learn something about that lake and catch some fish, how they get a hold of you, buddy?
Time passes when you're having a good time, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
But anyways, 281-460-9200 or FayetteCountyBassFishing.com. I had a good solid 6 on the picture this time, so
good.
You're still catching a big fish, you know, nearly every day somewhere during that morning. But anyway, all right, y'all have a great weekend, a good Friday today.
We will, Bob. Happy Father's Day this weekend. Take care.
Oh,
buddy.
Same to you. That's right. Happy Father's Day.
It's our day. Our day. All right, buddy.
You got it.
I see you, man. All right. That's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Really nice guy. Fished with him, and he's fun to fish with. Well, you know, talk about fun. Go by the Belleville Meat Market. It's Father's Day weekend. If you're looking something great to buy for your dad or whatever, get some of those inch-and-a-half ribeyes cut. Take them over and grill them for him and take care of your dad this weekend. No better way to do it than with quality Belleville cuts of meat. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. They've been owned and operated by the Poffenberger family for 40 years now. And don't forget about their processing facility. That's one of my favorites, the way they take care of you and the quality they put out with all of their venison and other wild game that they process. 2-lane drop-off system makes dropping off your game convenient picking it up. They'll unload it for you. They track your game all the way through the process, and they even load it up for you when you go pick it up. They'll even wash out your cooler. and great people to work with. Check them out on the web at bellevillemeatmarket.com, or you can call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 433 here in the Bayou City on this Friday morning. All right, let's head down Matagorda Way and let's check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Check his pulse this morning. Tommy, what's up?
What's up, Mickey?
Well, not a lot. What's up with you?
Man, my pulse is good this morning.
Got a good pulse. Hey, eyes are good. Gills are good. Hey, it's all clear, man.
Eyes, everything's good.
I remember that.
That's right.
All the Waymasters I had at Trout Masters, they'd always go, eyes clear, gills good.
Eyes clear, gills good. Yeah, that's a good sign.
Fresh fish.
No, I'm just seeing what the weather's going to do today. I guess it's going to be all right.
It's going to be warm and have you an east wind about 10 to 15, maybe 20, they're saying, but it's all down right now. Kind of north, northeast in a lot of places. So
it's calm right now.
Yeah, we'll take it, man.
I know I watched the weather a bunch this week, and it seemed like it just kept changing for,
that's,
you know, like tomorrow, too. Saturday, for a while there, it was looking real terrible, you know, for Saturday. It looked terrible, and then it went good.
Well, but, they had that cone all over our area, just, you know, all the drama and all that. You know, the European model, stick with that one. It said from the very beginning that thing was going to go to central Louisiana. So,
yeah.
The American model was showing bringing Galveston and the upper coast into play. I think that was, you know where it's going now so far. You got a north at 5 at the harbor this morning.
Wow.
North at 3 down there by Sargent. Up here we've got, we're more east. Kind of east, northeast.
Hmm. Well, you're
going to be fine.
We thought we were going to be fine yesterday, and then we weren't fine.
What happened?
Man, you know, everything was just the 2 days before, you know, the surf got right, and everybody just pretty well smoked them, you know. And I assume everybody thought the same thing yesterday. Everybody was going to surf. I mean, I didn't even think twice about it. Everybody was going to surf. Well,
yeah.
So my people were a little bit, a little later than normal. There were a bunch of people that left a little for me, and I was headed to the surf, you know, and I'm going to past Riverbend there, or the old Riverbend. It's not open anymore, but.
Right.
I'm headed past Riverbend, and I'm headed to the surf. Well, all of a sudden, I see Lee Warmicky, and he's coming back, and he's
coming
giving
back.
Me the,
that's not a good sign.
Yeah, he's giving me the thumbs down.
Yeah, that ain't
and
good.
And I was like, man, what the heck, you know? So I keep going, and I'm
gotta
thinking,
go look for yourself.
Yeah, so I'm going. Well, I get down there. I'm not even to Rawlings yet. I'm almost to Rawlings, and the river kind of makes a little bit of a curve.
Right.
And when I come around that curve, I kid you not, there was at least 10 boats in a line headed back.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like a convoy headed the other way. And so I slowed down, and it was all some, you know, most of them were people I knew, and every one of them was giving me thumbs down, thumbs down, thumbs down. I thought, my God. Anyway, long story short, it got rough. So no go for the surf yesterday. We couldn't fish it. It was too rough. I don't even know. I guess the wind got a little too much east in it, maybe, for us over here. And anyway, the surf was too rough. It was still clear, and there were a couple people that I did talk to that fished it or waded it, or you know that drove in their truck and waded it. And I talked to one guy that waded it, and two guys that waded it, and they still caught a few fish. But it was too rough for my guys. I mean, it was too rough. You know, we just couldn't do it. So,
well, you know, I talked to Charlie yesterday morning. And I think that was his game plan, was to go.
And everybody's game plan was that. That was everybody's game plan.
He had him a pile of fish yesterday, so I don't know where he ended up catching them. But
he was wading though, and I wasn't.
Yeah, right.
And so he might have walked across. He probably walked across.
Yeah.
and did it that way. But I couldn't do it in the boat. It was too rough. And so we ended up going back to East Bay. Well, I don't know what was going on with East Bay. The entire bay was pretty much muddy. I mean, the whole East Bay was muddy.
Yeah, water's hot, and that old east and northeast wind blowing right down the middle of it. It stirs up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was all trashed, all muddy. I circled the whole bay. I don't even know how much gas I spent yesterday. I circled everything. I finally found a patch of clear water down, you know, the other end of the bay, and we fished it. But I mean, we just didn't do too good. I mean, we might have caught 3 or 4 keeper fish total.
Weather related disappointments fishing.
Disappointments. I mean,
we've been fighting all year. We've been doing the same up here, and when the weather's good, we catch them. But you know, all our fish are kind of they're stacked up right now anyway, due to all the fresh water.
Ours are all stacked up in the surf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It seems like that's, you know. But it's just you need the weather, like you just said. I mean, it's just you just can't.
You gotta have it. It's everything's gotta correlate.
I mean, we went 24 hours difference, you know. We went from trout every cast to can't hardly buy a bite. But it is what it is. But yeah, we did a lot of running yesterday. That's for sure.
Yeah, lots of running, man. It's hard to catch them when you're doing that, but you got to go look. You got to check it. You got to hit everything.
Oh, I know. And then I was looking around. I had my eyes peeled. I'm running all over the bay. I'm looking, and I see I spotted a group of what I thought. I said, man, it looks like birds are working over there. And I kept looking, and I pulled up my binoculars and looked, and I said, my goodness. I mean, there was a huge pile of birds working. You know, gulls, a good, you know, big one, looked perfect, you know.
Right.
And I thought, man, I didn't have nothing else going on. I thought, man, this could save me maybe. And so I'd take off and I run. I was pretty good ways away from them, but I run all the way over there and they were eating. There was a big old huge patch of dead shad floating right there.
Oh, boy.
And they were eating dead shad, what they were doing.
Well, they had a big bait fish die off down there by Mansfield last week.
Yeah.
Just shows you how hot it's getting, how quick it's getting hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's oxygen deprivation. And them shad were worse because, you know, they're so tight schooled, they suck their own oxygen out of the water. There's so many of them, you know?
Yeah. That's what this was. It was a huge, big wad of dead shad floating, and those birds were all eating it.
Yep. So much for safety in numbers.
Yeah. So that plan failed too. So long story short, Tommy,
it happens.
It was not the day that I had planned it was going to be. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I've been doing. This
I had.
A long
I mean,
time,
I was
back when we had millions of fish. It could happen back then too. I saw it all the time.
Yeah.
Going, how can you have this many fish and not be able to catch anything?
Man, and I was just so sure of that surf. I mean, I didn't even think about it not being too rough. I didn't even, like, it wasn't even an idea. Usually I'm always in the back of my mind thinking, well, what if
it's
too rough?
Yeah, because, you know, I talked to Charlie yesterday morning. Yeah. It was calm down there.
It was calm. I know. I mean, it just blew my mind how rough that surf was for what it was going on.
Crazy.
I know, but it is what it is, so.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we did, and I don't know. We'll see what happens today.
Well, it looks good down there right now. You know, I'll just check fish weather across the board, and y'all are a lot calmer than we are.
Hmm. Well, like I said, hopefully it's the same. I mean, it was calm yesterday morning. You know, when I was checking fish weather, when I got to the harbor, when I left the harbor.
That's a bad thing about, you know, an east wind or northeast. It always comes up more when the sun comes up.
Yeah, and that, yes.
You know. But it will lay for you later in the day.
Right, but it didn't yesterday.
No.
It blew it blew harder and harder. Even when I went in, whatever time it was, the East Bay was white capping. When I come back across, I was kind of in the middle. I don't even know where. I was all over the place. But
the wind's already changed since I've been talking to you now at Port O'Connor at the Little Jetties. It's kind of northeast at 10 now. A while ago it was 3. But up you know, up towards you, it's still showing 3 and 5. Sergeant 5 out of the north.
Yeah.
At the harbor's north at 3. And up this way, it's 9 and 13 at the jetty. Now, as soon as you get inland a little bit, it gets calmer. But along the coast, the wind is kind of picking up a little bit. So,
I tried to fish the intercoastal. I mean, you know, because we can always, if the intercoastal's clear, you know, you can get away with some wind.
What happened to all the reds y'all had for so long?
I don't know.
Y'all were smoking them in intercoastal nowhere down there.
I know. I don't know where they went. I do not know, because I tried some of it yesterday. I tried some of the spots I was catching all those reds and never got a bite.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Our intercoastal's all muddy. It's not clear anywhere. Yeah. You know, it's not like it was. It's all muddy all the way
reds
to Sargent.
Reds are never there when you need them. But when you don't want them, they're all over the place.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, anyway. I couldn't do it right yesterday.
Hey, days happen. That's the way it is. But, if anybody wants to come down to Matagorda and go hang out a day with you and do some fishing, learn some stuff, throw them out info, Tommy.
Yes, sir. They can look me up at Tommy Alexander online or just give me a call on my phone at 979-709-8242.
All y'all staying pretty busy down there?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I mean, it's kind of up and down, but for the most part, I mean, yeah, for sure, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, you know, those 4 days there, everybody's pretty busy. Mm-hmm. It seems like it. There's been, you know, last few days there's been a lot of people. A lot of times they just come, you know, the wind calms down and here they come.
All right, buddy. Well, Tommy, have a good day, man. Good luck. Figure out what this weather's going to do this morning. I'll talk to you next week. You have a good weekend. All right. Happy Father's Day to you, too, buddy.
You too. Yeah. See you later. Bye.
Later, man. All right. That's Captain Tommy Alexander. Now we're going to run down South Padre Way. Let's get hooked up with old Brian Barrera down there, see what he's up to. Brian, good morning. What's up, man?
Morning, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Looks like you've been having a pretty good week.
I had a pretty good week. I got a sore right half of my body, so I'm good.
Well,
fighting some big old fish.
Yeah, you are. Releasing some monsters. Nice fish.
Yep.
The old silver king.
We had a very, like, very, very good week of tarpon fishing. Got blessed with some very calm weather and decided to take advantage of it.
That helps, didn't
it? Went out and stumbled upon a freaking school of maybe 100 or more of them.
Yeah.
And they weren't just passing through. They sat down and they stayed in a certain spot where I was at, and I just anchored up in the middle of them and had a grand old time.
Man, it sounds like it.
They were big, too. All of them were over 100 pounds. Biggest one was probably 150
they were
or so.
Good ones. Well, they call that a big girl beat down.
That's the South Texas weight loss program right there.
That is, in this heat.
Fighting a couple of them in the heat.
That's it, man. Wrestle those boogers, and you'll sweat it out, get all the impurities out of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my buddy fought the biggest one, the person I took. And after that, he was roasted. He was completely done. I fought the other ones by myself. And put the whooping on them pretty quick, put my gear to the test, you know, tighten the drag down, and got on them. Man, it was fun. It was a ton of fun. I sight-casted one in about 3 foot of water. These fish were coming in really, you know, there's a lot of them, and they were coming in pretty hot. And I was in some deeper stuff, but then there was a little flat edge that I was on. And I saw some of these fish cruising down the flat edge there, and I saw a little sand trail behind them, like 4 or 5 sand trails, that water was so shallow, you know, 2 feet, 2.5 feet, these 120-pound fish were leaving sand trails.
Oh, yeah.
And, that's how I spotted them and put it on them like a mustache, and one thing led to another. Picked up.
Hey, you got a fish that big swimming around in 3 feet of water, he's going to leave a mud trail or a sand trail.
Yeah, you're going to be able to see something coming.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to be able to hide too good.
Yeah, it was about four or five of them, too, at that point.
Yeah, that's cool fishing right there.
That was fun. Caught that on my lighter action rod, my 6,000.
Yeah.
I got a real nice 6,000 size Stella and put the whooping on about 110 pounder in maybe 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Fun.
Yep. Two of them on bait and two of them were on artificial. It was a heck of a good time.
What artificial did you throw at them, Brian?
The DOA Bait Buster.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good classic bait.
Classic tarpon. Tarpon bait there. They've actually improved the hook, put a new black nickel hook on there. It's a lot sharper, a lot thinner gauge, so that way you can get penetration easier on those tarpon. And the bait, it's been working great. You know, we lost a few. I think we were 4 for 7. Mm-hmm. And the three that we lost were on the artificial.
Right.
So I think we were 2 for 5 on artificials and 2 for 2 on bait.
With
the good old circle hook.
Yeah, circle hook will find that tissue and just, you know, circle right through, just turn right through it, penetrate. You know, people don't realize a tarpon's mouth's like a darn garbage can liner.
Yeah, pretty much. And then we went back the next day. And all I caught was humongous sharks. It was horrible. Oh, I saw some tarpon, but the only thing eating I could get to eat the next day was a bunch
shark
of big sharks.
City. Well, we have no shortage of sharks on the Texas coast. I can tell you that, man. Everybody I know
been
messing with the beachfront with these calmer days. It's shark city.
Yep, I came across a huge tiger that we hooked, and I saw him come up and eat the bait. I saw it on the GPS. I was like, we're about to get sharked. and then I saw my bait get slammed. I was like, we just got sharked. And I saw how big that fish was. I went to set the hook on it. I was like, whoa, a huge tiger shark. Maybe I'll fight this one for a little bit, pretend to think I could land it, and then popped off on the hook set like immediately, because that one just completely inhaled the bait. You know, the smaller black tips and stuff, I'll hook those and land those a lot on the 100 pound leader, you know, and the circle hook, those will don't eat the whole bait. I'll just get them pretty good inside of the face. But the big bulls and the tigers and stuff, they just eat right through your leader.
No, it's surprising on O-Search. I always look at that all the time. I love tracking these sharks, the one they have, you know, the transmitters in. And straight out from you, there's a Mako down there, a small one, a 6'4" one called Chancellor Shark. And then just right above you, there's another one called Jacob, a big hammerhead. And then straight out from kind of between Mansfield and Baffin, there's another one called Bucky. It's a Mako shark. And then you have Bob Hayes. That's a big one, 9'2" one. It's up straight out from Corpus, you know, off the beachfront out there. It's kind of cool to watch these.
We got a hammer? One up.
No, a Mako.
Okay, wow, that's a huge Mako.
Yeah, that big hammer, Jacob, is just above you there, kind of straight out from Mansfield area. But it's cool to watch, you know, track these things around the Gulf.
Yeah, when I start tarpon fishing, I hook big sharks, and I don't mind going to the beach at all. The only time now that I don't like going to the beach myself is in September, because, you know, that's when we've got all the bait running on the beach, the mullet run, and it's full of tarpon, full of kingfish, and the sharks are somewhere close by, redfish run going on. That's when I've hooked the biggest sharks I've ever seen in my life. They're like, they make my boat, you know, they start getting in comparable size to my boat, you know, catching 10-foot plus sharks.
Yeah, I can't believe all of them in the Gulf. You know, there is a big, where's that white shark at? Acadia. It's way out in the Gulf. You know, straight out from Corpus, way out there. It's a 11-foot white shark, Acadia. It's a female. But mostly Makos and tigers and hammerheads in the Gulf right now.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. OSearch. Shark Tracker.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah, Shark Tracker.
Yeah, just go to, you can go to sharktracker.com. You can get it, but I just go to osearch.com and just, you know, I've got it in my computer here at work. It's cool to watch.
That's good. Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, they you can track them all the way from
back out there.
Those white sharks all the way from up by Nova Scotia and in Jersey, and they'll come all the way around the Horn of Florida and into the Gulf and down, you know, off our coast. It's pretty cool.
Jeez, that's amazing.
Pretty neat, man. We need a tarpon tracker like that.
Yeah, right. And everybody be following them, myself included. I just follow the migration.
Hey, trout tracker, tarpon tracker.
Something. But I'll see what happens. I went and did some snook fishing yesterday. We caught two snook, nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
And now I'm back to tarpon fishing today. And we'll see what happens. Got a good buddy of mine, good client, comes down quite often. And he's bringing his fly rod, bringing some spinning tackle, and we're just going to throw the kitchen sink at him. It's going to be a little bit rough, so we're going to be kind of stuck to the inlet, you know, and maybe up into the ports to chase the juveniles. But
yeah, it's weird. Right against the bank there, you know, along the beachfront, is showing, like at Port Isabel Airport, it's showing, looks like a north wind at 5. And, and then you can see offshore, you've got that winds coming in, I guess, off that storm. But it looks like they meet the north wind kind of about 2 or 3 miles off the beachfront. So even, you know, even below you, Playa Baghdad down there in Mexico, it's showing a north at 3.
Yeah.
And Baffin Bay
is... It'll
take 2 miles
higher wind, no matter which way it's coming from.
East at 3. So,
on tarpon fishing.
Yeah, it looks pretty good for you, man.
Yeah,
well, cool,
I know
Brian.
The surf is supposed to be 3 to 5, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully it lays down.
Well, it may be a swell coming off that storm, too, probably. But the wind's kind of coming off the beach, so...
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Well, if somebody wants to come down to South Padre and snook fish, tarpon, trout, redfish, you know, how do they get a hold of you, Brian? Give them some info.
Sure. Quick, so you'd be to give me a call, put me on, check out my website or social media, either or. It's www.inshorefishingsouthpadre.com. My phone number is area code 956-755-9413.
All right, Brian. Well, hey, you have a good day. Good luck to you out there, and hope to catch them up again.
Thanks a lot, sir. We'll give them heck.
All right, buddy. Be safe, Brian. See you, man. All right, that's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.